This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As coronavirus cases rise, health officials are looking squarely at the Delta variant and urging people to act fast. We get details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The variant is surging, with CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky estimating it's now responsible for 83% of American COVID-19 cases.
In some parts of the country, the percentage is even higher.
Walensky says the vast majority of those with new cases are unvaccinated. In Miami, infectious disease expert Lillian Abbo says they're getting very sick. Very fast.
We were not seeing this in any of the other waves of the pandemic.
The advice here in Washington remains the same from the nation's top Democrat.
Get vaccinated.
To Congress's top Republican.
These shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible.
Mitch McConnell says the alternative is a return to the pain of last fall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The most comprehensive research yet estimates that India's excess deaths during the coronavirus pandemic were a staggering 10 times the official COVID-19 death toll. Most experts believe India's official toll of 414,000 dead was a vast undercount, but the government has dismissed those concerns as exaggerated. A report released Tuesday estimates excess deaths to be 3.4 million to 4.7 million since the pandemic began through last month. It calculated figures by comparing the deaths to those in pre-pandemic years. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has rejected an accusation by Washington and its Western allies that Beijing is to blame for a hack of the Microsoft Exchange email system. A foreign ministry spokesperson complained Tuesday that Chinese entities have been hurt by the U.S. government's cyber attacks. Spokesperson demanded Washington drop charges announced against four Chinese nationals accused of working with the Ministry of State Security to try to steal U.S. trade secrets, technology, and disease research. The announcement that the Biden administration and European allies formally blamed Chinese government-linked backers for ransomware attacks increased political pressure over long-running complaints against Beijing, but it didn't include any sanctions. China on Wednesday upgraded its emergency response to floods from level 3 to level 2 as heavy downpours ravaged the central province of Henan, according to the Ministry of Emergency Management. Torrential rains have lashed the central, western, and northern regions of that since July 17th. Some rivers in the province, including tributaries of the Yellow and other rivers, have seen their water levels exceed warning levels. According to the Meteorological Department, as of 1400 Tuesday, average rainfall over a 24-hour period reached 253 millimeters. Rockets hit the Afghan capital Tuesday, landing near the presidential palace during prayers for the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. Three rockets landed outside the palace, according to an Interior Ministry spokesperson. The attack interrupted an outdoor gathering for prayer in the palace compound attended by President Ashraf Ghani. And insecurity has been growing in Afghanistan, largely spurred by fighting in the provinces as foreign troops withdraw and Taliban insurgents launch major offenses. The three biggest U.S. drug distribution companies and drug maker Johnson & Johnson are on the verge of a $26 billion settlement brought by state and local officials across the country over the death and over the toll of prescription opioids. Lawyers suing on behalf of local governments said full details of the settlement have not been involved. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.